Food Nation Radio knows that working in a restaurant can really bite the big one.
That's funny. That's funny because it's true.
You got something on your chest you'd like to get off? Go to foodnationradio.com and click the big red email link. You can tell us in your own words what the hell is going on where you work, who treats you okay, who's an a**hole, and so much more. We'll change the pitch of your voice so no one will know that it's you, and you'll be protected. Then we'll play it on a future show. Go to our website, click the big red email link, and tell us what's really going on in the kitchen behind the door.
Oh, yeah.
FoodNationRadio.com.
Bring it on.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Each week, we allow servers to opine about you, the customer, and tell us what they really think. Here's their first comment this week.
If you don't like an item on the menu, order something else, or go someplace else. This guy would come into our Tex-Mex restaurant and make changes to a menu item, and when it came to the table, if the kitchen didn't make it perfectly, he would bitch about it until he got a free meal. On top of everything else, he'd never tip us.
Well, this is why a lot of restaurants say, we're sorry we cannot accommodate any menu changes, because their thinking is, just order something different.
All right, here's number two.
It's one thing if you are a pig looking for a free meal. It's another thing to drag your kids into it. This mom taught her daughter to place a glass of water right on the edge of the table. So when I bumped into it, the kid got wet, and a free meal took me twice to figure out her game. You people are pathetic. And you're thieves.
You know, a lot of people are going through stuff right now. I think we all have to be a little compassionate to each other. I would have said, hey, your water glass is too close to the edge of the table, not just play the game.
Yeah, but I think it's wrong to teach your kids to steal like that.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying you could preempt it before it happens.
All right, next one here.
There is nothing that makes me more upset than when a group of people comes in at lunch and someone says they have to be out in 30 minutes. It takes time to sit you, to get drinks, to put the order in and to serve you. If you're in that big a hurry at lunch, pack everybody in the minivan and go to a drive-thru window.
Okay, first of all, Michael.
What?
From a production standpoint, why did you give the guy an accent?
Because his name was Julio, so I used...
The production of this show is no reflection on the host or
yes.
The network.
Okay, it's a reflection on me. I was going for authenticity. Or what?
Nothing.
His name was Julio.
That is very bigoted.
I was going for authenticity.
I'm just saying, you didn't have to give him an accent.
You're right, I didn't have to, but I was going
for
authenticity.
See, I'm so confused, because then if you didn't give him an accent, are you being bigoted if you don't give him an accent, and his name's Julio? I don't know what to do anymore.
I'm not paying him due credence, and you know, giving him
it's not rocket science, it's server's revenge. Just forget I said anything. All right.
All right, I got
one. I don't even know what he said anymore. Don't play it again, please.
He was saying about the 30-minute lunch that, you know, it takes time to serve people.
It's stressing me out, man.
I'm sorry.
And what's the minivan thing?
That's what
he wrote. Is this a slam against, you know, parents? So what's the point here?
That it takes time to set up for lunch, that you just can't go into a restaurant with a group of people and say,
well,
hey.
Some places advertise 30-minute lunch, so don't advertise it if it's not.
You know, maybe call ahead and say, hey, we have a group of 10 coming in for lunch. Can you get us in and out in 30 minutes or less? And
give well, it shouldn't matter. I don't know what to say anymore.
This is the most confusing service revenge in history.
None of the rules apply anymore. I don't even know what the rules are.
We've been doing server's revenge for years, and we've never had one with so much.
There used to be a line. Now I don't even know where the line is. It's not gray. It's, you know, because I can't say it's gray. So I don't know what the line is. I don't know what color the line is. Is there a line? I don't even know. That's server's revenge. Thanks for listening.
Okay, quick time out. When we come back, we've got more for you. You're listening. You okay over there?
No!
Inhale. Exhale.
I'm just trying to do a little food show here. That's it. Can't even do that anymore.
Thank you.